Welcome to the Depth Dive. We're here to slice through the hype, you know, get to the heart of what's really moving the needle in tech. Today, we're digging into Grok 3. That's the AI Elon Musk very boldly called the world's smartest AI. Our main source here is a Product Hunt listing. It's from 2025. Gives a nice overview of Grok 3, mentions Grok 4, actually, and crucially has a bunch of user reviews. And they are, well, they're mixed. So our mission today: unpack those huge claims, look at the unique features, and really understand what people using Grok 3 are actually finding.
Exactly. We want to pull together all these different threads, get to what this AI truly offers, maybe where it falls short. The goal is to give you, our listener, a clearer picture than just the marketing spiel. I mean, world's smartest AI.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
It really is. Sets expectations sky high, right? So Grok 3 launched in 2025. It's out now for Premium Plus subscribers. And yeah, Musk wasn't shy. First, Grok 3 is world's smartest. Then, pretty quickly, July 10th, 2025, Grok 4 lands. And that one is, according to Elon, still the world's most powerful AI model.
Okay, so that rapid iteration is pretty interesting straight away. Grok 4 landing so soon after 3. It really makes you ask, how do these massive claims, smartest, most powerful, actually, you know, translate into day-to-day use? Suggests a super fast development cycle, always pushing.
And speaking of pushing, it's not just the core models changing fast. They've added something quite new, Unni and Rudy. Huh? Unni, these are voice mode AI companions. And get this, there's apparently a hidden setting for Bad Rudy.
Bad Rudy. This whole move towards AI companions with like distinct characters, it raises some fascinating questions, you know, about how we interact with AI. Is it just a gimmick, or does giving it personality, even a bad one, change the experience fundamentally? It feels like a step away from just pure utility tools, maybe aiming for, I don't know, deeper engagement.
Yeah, potentially. But the real measure, as always, isn't the fancy features or the big claims. It's user feedback. And like I said, it's mixed. Grok 3 has a 4.0 rating on Product Hunt based on just 8 reviews, so small sample size, but still. Okay, the positives first. The folks behind Agent X, they praised it for sparking new ideas, giving clever insights. And the makers of Amy and Chat highlighted its reasoning skills, creative problem solving, said it helped their automation workflows. We also saw a user, Dimitri R., who actually prefers it over ChatGPT, especially for tech stuff, said it was faster, smarter.
Right, and that connects to what some developers are saying. Someone using the unofficial Grok CLI mentioned its, quote, deep context understanding, humor, and raw power.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like for a certain specific, maybe more complex workflows, particularly if you're a developer working with text or needing strong reasoning, it's actually quite compelling. It brings personality even to the command line.
Okay, so strong on text and reasoning for some users. But then there are the criticisms. Some users just found the performance wasn't great, especially in Europe. And there's a big practical hurdle. Apparently, you need a VPN to even use it in Europe. That's not ideal.
Not ideal at all. That's a major accessibility barrier right there.
Exactly. And then there's a really strong critique from a user named Eugenio, called it practically useless as a chatbot, said it was very inferior to things like ChatGPT or DeepSeek. But here's the kicker: the photo editing. Eugenio described it as terrible. Just flat out terrible. Apparently, it just doesn't do what you ask correctly. It generates low quality images and even distorts particulars, things like making feet unrecognizable, or get this, deleting an eye from someone's photo meant for a banner.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty bad. It really highlights the gap, doesn't it, between the claim of smartest and the reality of specific functions. It seems Grok's strengths are very much in, like text and reasoning, developer-focused, maybe. But it really struggles with something like image generation and the VPN thing in Europe. I mean, deleting an eye, that's not just a glitch. That's a serious problem if you're trying to use it professionally. So for you, the listener, it shows world-beating AI can still have some really significant blind spots.
So let's try and wrap this up. Grok 3. Big claims, some unique features like those AI companions, Annie and Rudy. But the real world story is, well, it's spectrum. Impressive for some on text and reasoning, especially developers. But then really significant weaknesses in other areas, like photo editing and basic access in some regions.
Yeah, the main takeaway for you is probably that even with these huge declarations, smartest AI, whatever, the real value is super specific. It's clearly got chops for complex text, for reasoning, but those struggles with visual tasks, the access issues, they're surprising and important. Shows that even the most hyped AI has very real practical limits you need to be aware of.
So here's something to think about. As these AI models keep evolving so fast, what does it really mean for you when something is called the world's smartest or most powerful? Especially when at the same time it shows these very specific, almost glaring limitations. How should you weigh those big claims against these kinds of mixed real-world reports in the future? Worth pondering as this tech becomes even more common.